Welcome to the Metaphysical Martini Show, where wit and wisdom come together to bridge the gap between the spirit realm and the physical world.
With Ani Avedisian, the Mad Shaman, a production of CosmicReality.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ani Avedisian. Welcome to Metaphysical Martini. Three parts spirit, one part rational mind. Add two drops of optimism. Give it all a good hard shake and pour. Dress it with the olives of grace and empathy. Sit back, sip slowly, and contemplate the wonder of cosmic co-creation. And a hearty hello to everyone out there. Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for joining me for yet another round of cocktails on this week's Metaphysical Martini, the show that tries to sort out what's true, what's woo, and what gets flushed down the loo in a world where we ask, when did the Secret Service become the Keystone Cops? I guess the CIA's marksmanship program is a bit of a flop. It's quite obvious this job was from the inside, but they missed. And now the deep state is exposed, battered, and deep fried. I don't know much about Vance, but I really enjoyed his book. If T picked him, I'm willing to take a second look. And the question that keeps us up most of the night, how can so many people think the fake Biden bot is all right? As always, my darlings, we try to do this with as much dignity and decorum as can be mustered on any given day. We are rarely successful, I'll admit to that, but we are honor bound to give it our best shot. And on this show, the Metaphysical Martini Show, we do love the odd shot now and then. Yes, we do. In fact, let me take a sip of today's drinky poo to see if it's a winner or a sinner. Hold on, my darlings. Don't go away. Sipping is happening. That is one of the best combinations for such a long time. Definitely, definitely a winner. Folks, Metaphysical Martini is where the Holy Spirit meets top shelf distilled spirits. And today's cocktail, it is a veritable Song of Solomon. For it is a lily among the thorns, an apricot tree among the trees of the forest. Its voice is sweet, and its countenance is lovely, and I should take it to my bed and have it twixt my breasts all night. In other words, that's a lovely drop of booze right there, as we say back in the old country. And with apologies to all biblical scholars for having completely messed up the Song of Solomon, let's move on. To all the martini heads out there, welcome back, you daring, darling, deplorable rascals. To those joining us for the first time, be advised, this show is politically incorrect so as not to erode the intellect. Your host is a conservative libertarian who stands behind Trump and will vote for him wherever he places himself, even if he places himself behind the spaghetti monster. I never thought I would end up as a registered Republican, but that's where I stand today. And let me tell you, wherever I choose to stand, I will stand as tall as my 5'1½" frame will allow. Yes, folks, welcome to Metaphysical Martini, where we love a drinky poo, but we're patriots who believe America has a sacred purpose. And we will never allow the flag to touch the ground. And by that, I'm not referring to a piece of cloth with stars and stripes on it. No, I mean all that America is destined to be. We brook no threat to the American way of life, to the American dream. And I assure you, we will destroy all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we will make America great once again. So here's a little something that I wrote while sipping an excellent American beer on July the 13th. Dear Globalist Goon Squad, you attempted to murder our president today, but you missed. Forces greater than you are at play. You may think yourselves powerful, but we have the final plot twist. They actually tried to assassinate him. Because, you know, that's all they had left. Murder. Murder most foul. To murder the visible head of those we call white hats. The white hats who wish to end human trafficking and pedophilia. The white hats who want to stop the production and distribution of adrenochrome. The white hats who wish to stop money laundering and give back to American citizens that which belongs to American citizens. The white hats who wish to put an end to continual warfare. The same white hats who want zero inflation and a decent standard of living for all Americans. The white hats who refuse to sacrifice their progeny upon the altar of Luciferian filth and perversion. The white hats who want to abolish the IRA, the ATF, the CIA, and root out corruption in every government organization. Those white hats. To the people who were saddened by our president's ability to dodge bullets and leap tall buildings in a single bound, why does the concept of sovereignty frighten you so very much? Folks, if you are confused right now, take a number. Unlike conventional warfare, where we dodge bullets and shelter from bombs, this is spiritual warfare. The attack is on our minds, on the way we think. The soldiers today have laptops, and they're not called soldier, sailor, airman, Coast Guard person, no. They're called perceptual engineers or social engineers, and they all need to be shut down. Why waste bullets and expensive ordnance when they can get inside our minds and convince us to destroy ourselves? Make no mistake, America, this is where we are. And for free thinkers and those with common sense, this has become obvious. To television addicts, 2 + 2 = 3. For people who rely on and believe in mainstream, the mainstream let me speed you filth and call it honey media, the months ahead for those people will be a rude awakening. So I wish you all, genuinely wish you all, a soft landing. Because without strong spines, the next few months will be a nightmare of an acid trip. For everyone else, put the kettle on and take a seat, because I promise you, you're going to love how this ends. We'll start today's show as we always do with quacks, questions, answers, and comments. So, darlings, if you would like to share the contents of your illustrious minds, send your emails to me, because nobody else reads them. Arnie@arnieavedisian.com, or via snail mail to Cosmic Arnie, P.O. Box 714, Wilsonville, Oregon, 97070, USA. And don't forget to tell me if and how you wish to be identified, or I shall refer to you as omit personal details. And helping me to answer your questions today, or actually they're mainly my questions, but helping me to answer the questions today is Ray Kapitka, owner of the Holistic Earth Bookstore in Roseburg, Oregon. She is also a holistic health practitioner and a minister. Ray, welcome to the show. Are you with us?
I am with you.
Great. I can't quite remember how we met. Did it have something to do with a paranormal television show and a demon-infested house in the Oakland area? Am I right on that?
Actually, yes, that's kind of how it started. You were at a event with a friend of mine, and I needed to find a demonologist.
it's coming back to me now. That's right. And then you called these people to call me, and then I came to the shop and met you. That's how it all went?
Yes, we had you down for an event.
That's right. You know, I've got to say, when I met you, I it was love at first sight, darling. I mean, I can't, you know, deny that. But after I got to know you a little bit, I thought, gosh, we have an awful lot in common, but we are both very strong-minded, sassy, alpha female mothers type, you know. And I thought, my gosh, I wonder over the years if we'll get along. And guess what? I think we do well.
I think we've done beautifully.
Yeah. Okay. So today, Ray, I am going to utilize your extensive experience and your brilliant mind, and I'm going to put a great many questions to you, things that I want to discuss with you and have never had a chance to. But of course, you know, these are questions that are asked by many people. So first of all, I don't think we can avoid the fact that they try to assassinate our president. I think we should probably mention that and not make it a footnote. Tell us what you think about a little bit about Trump's sole contract.
Well, I think based on what did happen on Saturday, his sole contract is to basically to save America as we know it should be, as a constitutional republic. And like him or hate him, he is the person in this time for the job because he can get it done. He understands how these people operate. And more importantly, he understands what these people fear. And by these people, I mean all of the people involved in the deep state. Now, I want to reiterate what you said. Don't discount that this is a spiritual war, okay? This is not politics. This is not Democrat and Republican. This is a war for your soul.
Yes. And I think that somewhere along the line, that illusion is cracking and more people are beginning to realize that, well, I want to take some things from this side and some things from that side, and perhaps the left and right isn't just valid anymore. And as we raise up in consciousness, etc.
Yes.
I'm seeing a great deal of evidence to that, which is wonderful. You know, in the very beginning, I have to say I wasn't absolutely convinced that Trump was what he was and what he was going to be doing and if he could pull it off, etc. But then when I spoke to some of my colleagues from my former life and all of that, and I began to re-engage again, you know, it all made sense. And when we look at him really as energy workers, as we both are, he has things in his aura, people would call them implants, that not too many other people have. These are very rare things. And it, beyond all shadow of doubt, I'm not, you know, one for religious language and all of that, but his sole contract is to save America, which has a very sacred purpose, to unite the world in secular spirituality. I'm thinking 100 years from now, we will have moved on from religion and all of that. And the more I engage with him, the more I absolutely fall in love with him, not in the cult of personality way, but what a soul to be able to take on the Luciferians, look them in the eye, spit at them, and tell them he's in it for the long haul.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, this particular situation was so botched, and I've had experience with this and was setting up large arenas for important people and working security. And there was absolutely divine intervention because this was a Keystone Cop operation.
That was obvious. They're comparing that poor Secret Service agent now that's getting so much flack to Melissa McCarthy and a comedy show.
Yes. And I really feel for those guys because they are highly trained. And unfortunately, they are trained to follow orders, okay, first and foremost. And it's important to understand the psychology behind it, which I'm sure you do. But when you go through the indoctrination process, thank God for the second set who took out the shooter, to just react. Okay. Just do your job. All right. How with orders, just do your job. There's no way that you can't say, if you have a modicum of knowledge regarding these situations and the standard operating procedures, that something's not terribly wrong.
Yeah, I don't have your experience in security, and clearly something went very, very weird there. Do you think there was more than one shooter?
I do.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I do. At least two, possibly three.
Okay. And I mean, would I be going out on a limb if I asked you if you thought that the CIA was behind this?
Well, any one of the alphabet agencies could be behind it. They've all become so muddled together. You know, it's just like, we're not a two-party system. We're a uniparty. It's whoever's working for the cabal. And to say, you know, that any one of the agencies was involved, I would have to say, based on what happened here, that everybody was in the loop.
And that is what troubles me.
Yeah. Yeah. To some degree or another. I mean, you know, there is always compartmentalization, but to some degree or another, everybody knew something about whatever.
Yeah.
And it's complicated and it's convoluted. And I realize that people are frustrated at not really getting any solid answers. And I want people to understand that even if we don't, all I want people to do is use a little common sense and trust your gut instinct. You know, we have gotten so far away as a race from trusting that inner voice, that gut instinct. Yeah, we have three distinct brains, and this is kind of where the spirituality part comes in. We have the brain in our head, which is conditioned, it's programmed, okay? We have the brain in our heart, which all comes from that divine compassion. And then we have the brain in our stomach, which is the essential survival, okay? It's how to get through whatever you are faced with. And today, with everything that is going on, and as convoluted as it is, and from all of the directions we are being inundated from, we need to start making our decisions, our convictions, based on those three brains being in agreement. If they are not all three in agreement, you need to go back to your resources and find out why until they are. Once you reach that, once all three are in agreement, you have found truth. That's the divine's way of bringing that holy trinity into play. We all have a truth detector within us. And we have got to awaken that again. You know, it used to be that we could call BS. We could call bullshit when it was bullshit. Today, everybody is afraid to do that for, you know, any kind of retaliation. And we can't be afraid of that. Okay. We've really weakened ourselves through our own fear of, number one, acceptance, you know, being accepted in society, in our circles, by our friends, by our family, whatever. Okay. And also through the fear of having even a bigger source come down on you, you know, where you're harassed by the alphabet agencies, or, you know, local government, or an outcast in your business field, or whatever the case may be. And we need to understand that when we stand in the light of the divine and we do what's right, everything falls into place. We are absolutely 100% taken care of. And over the years, especially over the last five, I have been put right in the middle of that to test that in more ways than I can even count. And it has been validated over and over and over again. And there is a knowingness that comes with that, that when you stand in that divinity and you do the right thing, everything else falls into place. And it may not feel like it at the moment. It may be very difficult what you're going through, and you may want to, you know, turn tail and do a 180. Don't do it. Just stay steadfast, keep doing what you're doing, and the light will shine very brightly on the other side. You will be rewarded tenfold.
Amen. I'm in complete agreement and beautifully put. You know, it's this cult of conformity, the cult of consensus that the perceptual engineers, and I know because I used to be one, have been, you know, gradually working through organizations like the RAND Corporation initially to fracture the American mind, or all of our minds. I want to carry on with what Ray said there. This thing about fear, the human template, the original divine human template doesn't have fear written into it. We have an amygdala, and that gives us certain, a heightened state of awareness. That's what human beings were programmed with, a heightened state of awareness so that they could make decisions for their survival, pertinent to their survival, should a physical threat appear. This, and, you know, a well-aligned mind, a divinely aligned mind, has all of its, you know, all of its chakras, all of its brains, everything aligned. And so you're deeply intuitive and you do not fear. You sense a threat, you move away. But with the fracturing of the mind, and, you know, even things like breaking news, or, you know, breaking up the news into multiple segments so that you can't concentrate, or having these 20-second television commercials that fill you with greed, rage, desire, fear has been cultivated. And this cult of conformity, what do you mean you don't think that way? That we have to have consensus. All of this, since the 60s for sure, psychologists have been working on diligently to make sure that Americans can't hold a thought form together. And this is why we're in a society now that doesn't have any discernment or any common sense. We need to get back to the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning in schools, and we need to get back to some sort of prayer every morning so that we learn to focus. And then the individuals can do their own prayer and meditative practice. But we're not kidding you, people. I know you're all tired of hearing us say, pray, meditate, meditate, breathe. Spend at least 5-6 minutes a day just deep breathing. Clear your mind so that you are a conduit and wisdom will come in. You will understand. Ray, you have had quite a bit of experience in legislature. And I think back in Texas, is that right?
Yes.
I wonder, would you be willing to tell us? I mean, well, you know, there was a lot of corruption at the time, and there still is. I wonder if you'd give us any little juicy tidbits, or tell us what you experienced there.
Well, you know, before the podcast, I was thinking back on my life and the things that I've done and been involved in, and my life has been a entire, journey of yeah, my brain wants to explode when I think about it, of dualities, because it has been extremely spiritual on one side, and then very political and commercially or corporate driven on the other. And so in going through it all, this was happening simultaneously. Okay. So back in 1980, I was elected as a delegate to the state and please don't kill me for this, Democratic convention. And you've got to understand, different states are very different as far as their political feelings or how they identify in each party. So back in Texas, I was what was considered a yellow dog Democrat, which is a fiscally conservative, but socially kind of moderate. All right. Mm-hmm. And in 1980, I was young. I was 18 and elected to the state convention as a delegate. And I got a real comeuppance there as far as learning how things are done. But prior to that, I was still involved kind of indirectly taking it on through osmosis because of my mother and going to different events and things with her. So that was my first actual introduction for myself, having to participate, use my own mind, my own thoughts, and speak out and lead the way. So after that, it got worse. And I spent 8 years in with an organization, and it was Texas Now, National Organization for Women, and they were very, very politically influential. We had over 8,000 active members and another 10 to 12,000 on the outskirts. So we had a lot of influence in the political arena. And I held several different positions, and one of them was legislative liaison, and another one was media. And in those two, I learned a lot. So one example, I'll give you two examples, very interesting. One example was when COVID started, and they started coming out with the rhetoric regarding the pandemic. And I looked over at my employee and friend and said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to follow it. This is complete and total BS. I recognize the script because I helped develop it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when that came out, it rose major red flags because I did help to write and develop those kinds of scripts for media to get people's attention, to get them to fall in line, mm-hmm. to get them to do and go down the paths we wanted them to go down. Okay. The next one was when I realized that true evil exists. And it wasn't that I realized it was that it was validated. Okay. Mm-hmm. That true evil exists within the embodiment of our elected officials, okay, and those in their close circles. And it was toward the end of Clinton's first term, and they were starting to prepare to campaign for his second term, and Hillary came to Austin and was doing a couple of days in Austin with various speaking engagements. And I happened to be on her security detail during one of her public engagements, and was able to closely observe her over a period of about 36 to 48 hours. And I've had experiences with people like this before on the spiritual side, but this was the first time I'd actually seen it in one of our elected officials in such a blatant capacity. And that is a literal transference from a human being to a monster.
Yeah.
The eyes changed, the posture changed, the tone of the skin changed, the micro expressions changed, the voice changed, the whole nine yards. And, you know, whatever needed to be said or done was done. And then it was immediately back to the public persona. And it was a flawless switch.
You having witnessed that really helps me because, you know, as a demonologist, it is my job to track down demons wherever they may be, and to remove them from people who have great influence in the world. And when I take a look at how many demon-attached politicians I have come across over the years, I will literally lose count in all the different countries that I've worked in. The thing with the type of possession you're talking about with Hillary, because that's not an attachment, that's a possession.
It was, definitely. Because as a fugitive recovery agent, I had the opportunity to, you know, experience all different kinds of levels of that kind of stuff. You know, it's like from the monkey on your back, you know, the crap that you create, those shadows, to, you know, somebody who could switch to a serial killer in a heartbeat. And this particular one with Hillary was an oh shit moment.
You were a bounty hunter?
Yeah. I've been a bounty hunter, a merchant marine. I've been a special investigator for the Texas AG's office. I've been a legislative liaison with them. I've done all kinds of crazy, kooky things.
This is lovely. This is lovely. You're well-rounded. I'm going to get back to Hillary Clinton. The Luciferian overlords, and I realize that for some of our listeners, even for the martini heads, this might be a bridge too far, but the Luciferian overlords really work off-world. All the humans in the cabal, they are just servants, even the ones that we are, you know, associate in the upper echelons. And they will pick souls that have reincarnated time and time again, and every single time that they reincarnate, they fall prey to more greed and lust and all, you know, all of the juicy bits of the seven deadly sins. And yeah, you know, possession is very, very rare, but they pick these people. And you know, Bill is not one of them. Bill, I'm not saying he's a twit, but compared to Hillary, he's a twit. Hillary has that makeup that she willingly invited this type of demonic possession in because she was promised great power.
Yes. And I think people underestimate that, though, at least those are, who are aware and willing to admit that this stuff goes on. They underestimate that it can happen to women too.
Oh, Lord, how naive to think that it wouldn't, though, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I think that also comes through a lot of conditioning and programming. You know, we really need to, this has all been so in front of our face and right under our nose. And if we just paid a modicum of attention and listened to the language that's used, you know, it's a television. It's programming, it's channeling, it's spell casting, and these guys are masters at it, okay? And I hate to admit that I help them refine the craft.
You and me both, baby, you and me both.
I know. So, you know, now we have to use our skills for good.
Yes, well, of course. And the only reason we let the bad guys train us is that we knew so that we would know what they're up against.
Well, absolutely. You know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And there's a lot of truth in that.
I would like to say something a little bit more about the demon thing. Sure. Because, you know, I know, again, it's a sort of bridge too far for people, and it probably isn't the word I want to use, but demon is the word that we will understand right now.
Right.
There are black magic shamans that work for the reptilian Luciferians, and this is a real thing. I want you to know that this isn't just a bunch of wankers doing, you know, trying to put a circle in the floor and getting inside and calling demons and whatever. I think I may have mentioned this, but I'll mention it again. It's not exactly a secret. It's just something I can't actually prove because everyone I did this with is dead. Isn't that interesting? But yeah. I was part of a group of intuitives that we used to break in astrally to the Bilderberg group meetings because those are very, very secret and you cannot get into those physically if you are not on the list. And I hold the record, as far as I know, for being in there astrally for a record 3.5 minutes before anybody found me. And here's the thing. There's two types of remote viewing. You can remote view by astrally projecting yourself and literally walking around, or you can do it the way the military prefer us to train their personnel, where you don't astrally project, but you find another way to home in on that location and you're still able to look around. So here's my thing. 3.5 minutes in, and I was younger, and it, hard to believe because I'm so humble now, but I was quite an arrogant young woman back in the day. And so I'm going around and I'm looking around and I'm trying to find, you know, oh my God, which room is what and whatever. And they found me, these reptilian shamans. And I have never experienced the feeling that I felt in that moment. Now, we all know that when there's a ghost in the room, things can get a little bit cold. The atmosphere gets cold. But when there is a veritable demonic presence in the room doesn't get cold. You freeze. Literally, I felt as if my ovaries and my spinal fluid and my everything just absolutely froze. And I experienced a level of sheer terror that had I been in my physical body, I would have defecated and peed and probably thrown up. All of that at the same time. Okay. These are the servant shamans at the beck and call of the people we call the dark establishment, the Illuminati, the ones who developed and have the machinery of deep state ideology. I want people to be in no doubt that they are able to cast glamour spells easily so that Hillary Clinton looks like, oh, she's such a great light. They're also able to do terrible things, like freeze someone of my experience out of there. It took me three, four days to recover from that. So people, be aware, this stuff is real.
Absolutely. And I had a similar experience, not nearly like you. That's why I refer people to you, Ani.
Thank you, darling. I'll do all your heavy lifting. Don't worry.
But we talked about this. I ran into a very ancient spirit, and I don't think anybody. Well, I'm sure others may have realized it, but it was a fungi. And I knew it. The instant that I saw it, I knew it. And I kind of blocked the person I was with, and I was a little cocky to myself, you know, and thought, okay, I got this, I handled it, closed the door, you know, we left. I didn't have a second thought about it until I started acting a little strange, a little odd. Now, I didn't really notice it completely at the time. I did not. This was about a two and a half year possession. And some very dear friends of mine, thank God they stuck with me and kept praying for me and kept trying to tell me that there was something wrong and I needed to do something about it. I mean, it got so bad that... And this is not me, but I called the suicide hotline and said, hey, guys, I think I'm ready to check out.
Wow.
I'm just totally cool about this, you know, la-di-da. And they didn't know how to handle it. You know, I mean, they're getting supervisors are on the line and stuff. And we're having this full-blown spiritual conversation.
How did you resolve it?
Well, when I got off the phone, something clicked. I don't even know what clicked. It was divine intervention is what it was. And I went, you son of a bitch. Those were my exact words. And I realized it. And at that instant, I felt the detachment. And I got down to business at that moment. And just started doing things that my grandmother had taught me that just kind of came intuitively that I was guided to do. And over the next couple of weeks, was able to vanquish it and get it away from me to the point to where it couldn't come within about 50 yards. But it took me almost a year to completely vanquish it. When I first opened the shop, which was also divine intervention and guidance, it would hang out across the street on the sidewalk in various forms. It would take over the homeless people that walked the street just momentarily, just enough to let me know that it was there. And one day, I just felt the divine light come over me, and I was pissed. And it's like, you want to fight? Let's throw down. And I did. And it was like, you just saw this black streak just go up, and it's never come back.
I don't think anything will ever enter you again, you know.
Well, I hope not. But it was necessary because of the work that I do here at Holistic Earth, helping others, you know, realize you're not crazy, okay? But you're not possessed either, okay? I know possession.
Yeah, right.
But there have been a few that have walked through the doors that are and have needed your help, you know, and I refer them out. But most of them, you know, we can get them to handle on their own because they need to know how to do it. They need the tools. They're missing that connection with the divine. Call it God, Great Spirit, Allah, I don't care. You know, they're the creator of all.
Yep. And the root of every single problem in my little simplistic Virgo mind is the fact that people don't understand there is such a thing as false ego programming.
Absolutely.
You know, we spend years and years in university studying things like psychology, psychotherapy, which is basically a study in delusion.
Yes.
Why are we doing that? I can understand that a biologist or whatever may want to learn how the brain works and how it relates to this and how all the neurons fire and all of that. But why are we studying delusion when the simple answer is to thine own self be true? We are pure cosmic energy, and these experiences of humanity or whatever we choose to be are individualized temporary manifestations, little space adventures. Surely it makes so much more sense to find whatever you want to call your spiritual center and tap in to that universal wisdom and expand consciousness, have a functional life. Instead, thanks to people like Ray and I, who were perceptual engineers and responsible for making many people completely nuts, you know, everyone's fractured. Their minds are fractured. They don't know what to do. They go to a supermarket. There's 1,000 things to choose from. They can't prioritize their lists. They put 20 things on a list every day instead of putting 4 or 5 and doing everything. All of this is completely out of control because we don't stop and acknowledge just something simple every morning, like looking in the mirror after your shower and going, I am God in a bod. I am a divine manifestation. I am an experience that God is having, or whatever are your words. And focus on your divinity, not on your delusion. It sounds too simple, but another 100 years from now, and I know right now everyone's going, Islam is bad, Christianity is good, and everyone's going through their own private delusion. But I think another 100 years from now, we will have adopted more of a secular social philosophy of oneness. And we would acknowledge what the prophets gave us, but we wouldn't worship the prophet. We will just go to whatever we're going to call God at that time. I just believe the religion is a halfway house we need to move out of sooner than later, because clearly it is not helping people to unite. We have to unify the mind. The American mind is fractured. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, going back to the whole fear thing, something I learned a long time ago, and I think it came from the Army, but I'm not sure. And that's that fear is an acronym. And fear is false evidence appearing real. And we have all been so brainwashed to into beliefs that have absolutely no basis in truth or fact.
Yeah, that is our problem. And it's a really big one. And along the line, too, it's all this, just accept it, just believe it, just have faith, just do this, just do that. People have forgotten how to break things down into pigeonholes and how to put them together, how to just have a critical thinking fest every single day. We've lost the logic, the flow.
That's yeah, how and we've quit questioning. You know, I was raised, my mother was always question everything. You know, even authority, especially authority.
Especially authority.
And that doesn't mean that you're rude. You know, you still have your manners. But question everything. If something doesn't feel right, you need to respect that. And you need to ask the right questions until either it does feel right or you realize that this person is a danger to you. And their ideology is a danger to you and to others. And we've lost that ability because it's been the whole, you know, we've been indoctrinated into the whole tolerance thing. And tolerance is dangerous. I hate that word. And I don't use that lightly. And because tolerance goes against our innate integrity. Acceptance is what we need to be striving for, whether that means that we agree to disagree or we do come to an understanding. But tolerance is dangerous, and it sets us up for duality and fighting and just so much negativity on so many levels.
And that is why we always, and we knew when we were doing our work in the early days, we knew that the devil, so to speak, would come in under the liberal tolerant banner, because these people are perverts, they are depraved, and they are murderers, and they drink babies' blood, and they want to make everything okay. Everything, so that then they can go ahead and have this entire planet of transhuman perverts. Everything goes, and then they can cull whatever they want. And one of the people in our Telegram group is saying, I bet you they're going to terraform the planet as well, so that they could all be a bunch of reptilian perverts running around taking over the planet. You know, we were always taught at school, it's a wonderful thing, curiosity expands consciousness.
Yes.
You've got to have an adventurous mindset. And everyone's so accepting. If you take a look at your utility bills, they didn't have that many taxes and stuff in the beginning. But it seems that every month a new tax is added. And we just look at it and go, oh, okay. You've got to nip these things in the bud. The whole American dream is being stolen from us because people are too distracted to be able to take time off to deal with it. And we've been told that sovereignty is bad.
Yes, and they have to understand that this has been done by design. When I was within the women's movement, I started to realize that it too was by design. Okay, and when I left the women's movement was when the whole gay marriage thing came out. Now, being a minister, one of the first things that I do when somebody comes to me to be married is I speak to them very frankly about what it means to get a marriage license. Now, people have to understand that marriage licenses didn't even become a thing until well into the 1940s and 50s, and was primarily for marriages within family units, so to speak, and also interracial marriages. And when the state realized that 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 was an additional way for them to tax indirectly by charging for those marriage licenses. They expanded that. And it is a contract with the state to enter into your union with your loved one, with your beloved, and to participate in all of the benefits and fruits of that union. Now, that's not what our Creator intended in that in any way, shape, or form, nor do you have to be married in that particular capacity in order to be recognized as legally married so that you can garner the benefits of things like health care and other, you know, spousal benefits. But for some reason, we could not get that across to those who were gung-ho on the whole, you know, wanting to be part of the corrupt system.
Yeah, they really had no idea. I remember when the whole gay, I think everybody knows I am gay. Okay, so when the whole, I don't hide these things, you see. Because yeah. It means F all to me. It's completely irrelevant and has never been a problem for me. But when this whole gay marriage thing came up, everyone was going, oh, Arnie, aren't you excited? You can marry your girlfriend and gay people can get married. I'm like, do you not understand what inalienable rights means, people? I'm going to go to the state for permission to handle my estate a certain way. I don't give a toss what these people want and don't want. This is the erosion of our intellect, the erosion of our sovereignty, and the state beginning to take over. Years ago, Margaret Thatcher, back in England, I was a young conservative. Well, I'm an old conservative now, but I was a young conservative and I supported Margaret Thatcher. And she used to talk out against letting the state get too big. And that's why they took her down, Ray.
Absolutely.
That's why they took her down. You know.
Absolutely. I have so much respect for her.
Yeah. Back in the day I was younger, I worshipped her. I thought, my God, I should get into politics and be like her. And
yes.
My father said, don't be a stupid idiot. You can't go into politics. for obvious reasons, you know. I don't have the temperament for bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. We're not ending the show yet. We've still got a few minutes, but we don't have you for much longer. So I want to pick and choose my questions. Ray, you have mentioned this to me, but so many of my friends also have said, you know, they go to their Republican Party meetings or the local ones or the Democrat, whatever they belong to, and they're finding that at a grassroots level, their parties are falling apart. Can you just give us some of your experience on that and some advice as to how do we restore the Republic and take it to the next level when everyone's divided and lost in the madness?
You know, I think the first thing that we need to understand is we didn't get to this point overnight. And it's going to be a slow and arduous process. But the first place that it needs to start is with language and words. Like I said, it's spellcasting. A pedophile is not a minor attracted individual. They're a freaking pedophile.
Amen.
Okay. And a rhino is a rhino is a rhino. And, you know, the thing of it is that we have to start attacking these people's character based on their actions. It's like I used to tell my kids when they would make the same mistake repeatedly and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. On the third time, I would tell them, sorry is not acceptable. If I do not see a change in the behavior, the consequences will be swift and harsh.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because words are cheap. Actions speak louder than words. So, you know, don't tell me that it's raining, but you're pissing on my leg because I'm going to call you out. All right.
Yeah. And so we have people like the fake Biden, who's been in politics for something like 5 decades.
And it's the emperor with no clothes. Come on, people.
Yeah. It's not, you know, he's done F all for this country and people still voted for him. I mean, they stole the election. We know that. But, you know, here's the thing. The standards have dropped. We've got to get back to holding ourselves accountable and then holding people even at local level accountable. Because I know the Koch brothers bought the local councils out long before they bought out the state and long before they bought out the federal.
Yeah, and, you know, they've been spreading their money far and wide to others who are also spreading it far and wide. These people have been playing the game and refining the game for a very long time. And until we start calling it like it is, regardless of how hard it is for people to hear it, once you've heard the truth and it rings that bell inside of you, there's no going back. And that's where it needs to start. We need to continue to wake up the masses. This is not easy, okay? I'm sorry, it's simple, but it's not easy. And it's a difficult process to go through when you realize that everything, almost, that you've been told and led to believe as your core beliefs is a lie.
Yeah, that's a biggie for people to swallow. But and you know it, what? What we have to do.
We do. And you have to go through the process of what comes with that, which is a grieving process. And with what we're being inundated with right now, bells are ringing all over the place. And people are going nuts. And we need to be there to assist them in picking up the pieces. I don't tell people what to think. I just help them to continue to think.
And that, I think, is a very good time to stop for today. Ray, we have too many questions. I'm going to invite you back. Is that going to be okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. So for now, I just want to thank you for taking time out. I know you closed your shop early so you could do this. And as somebody who appreciates sales too, I understand that that was a sacrifice. So thank you for doing that. Guys, in the Roseburg area, it is Holistic Earth. And she's on Winchester. Go to her website. What's your website, Ray?
It is Holistic Earth, and that's holistic with a W. Holistic Earth, EARTH, the number 11.com.
Okay,
and we're also
everyone.
On Facebook.
Well, that's right. Yes, you have a Facebook page as well. All right. Ray, I want to thank you from the heart of my bottom for doing this today with us. And good luck to you. I'll see you soon. So Ray Kapitka, everyone, at the Holistic Earth Bookstore in Roseburg, Oregon. All right. Thank you, darling. I get a little carried away towards the end of the show because I've finished my cocktail and I'm a little sozzled. It was a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, it is almost time for us to end the show. So I just want to thank Ray one more time. And I want to thank all of the white hats out there doing whatever it is that they can do, even if you're just spreading information, posting memes and all of that. So, folks, I have finished my drink and we have used up a whole hour of linear time and created countless rips and tears throughout the universal timeline. Thank you to all the martini heads for writing in. I know you enjoyed the show because you're still here. We certainly enjoyed it. Today's real-life cocktail is called Restore the Republic in honor of our bulletproof president, Donald J. Trump, a man I would gladly take a bullet for and would probably do a better job taking a bullet with it than his ridiculous security detail assigned to him on that nearly fateful day. And here's how you make it, darlings. 1.5 ounces of bullet bourbon, 1/2 ounce of Amaro, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, and some fresh rosemary sprigs for garnish and also for banishing demons. So get yourself an ice-filled cocktail shaker, add the bourbon, the Amaro, the lemon juice, the simple syrup, shaky, 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 a good 2 minutes. double strain into a cocktail glass filled with ice, garnish with the demon-busting rosemary sprigs, and serve immediately. And I've got to tell you, it is delicious. A shout out to Mystical Wares in Mount Vernon, Washington, for arranging the intergalactic distribution of this show. Mysticalwares.com, online or on location. You'll be sure to give them a standing ovation. Darlings, this was Metaphysical Martini, a production of Cosmic Reality Radio, to whom we are most grateful. Until we meet again, fight, 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 fight for the sovereignty of this great nation, for we shall not go softly into that dark night. Make sure you are registered to vote. Be kind to rabbits and to goats. But above all, my darlings, let the spirit inhabit the human.
You have been listening to The Metaphysical Martini with Ani Alphadesian, the Mad Shaman, a production of CosmicReality.com.